Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you live your best life. It's just me, Grace, today, solo episode for you all. Abby is on holiday. She's gone to India for 2 weeks. She's living her best life. So it's just me today, and then next week we'll be back with a joint episode together again. But obviously this week is Valentine's week. So if you are listening to this on the day it was released, yesterday was Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day can sometimes be a little bit of like a weird time for people, depending on your relationship status. But I actually even think you can still be in a relationship and you're not happy with your relationship. And just this whole, I don't know, comparison and just these feelings can just come up within us of like that longing to be loved or to be chosen. So I'm talking today all about self-love because I really am so passionate about self-love. You know, it's a huge topic on the show. Haven't done like a whole episode dedicated to it for such a long time. So going to revisit it and go through what actually is self-love, like how can you show yourself self-love? Because it's actually the least fluffy thing in the world. I think the term self-love sounds really fluffy. It sounds like you're probably going to be having bubble baths and face masks and like saying really nice things to yourself, but actually it goes way further than that. It's actually really hard to do. And if it was easy, we'd all be doing it. We would all be loving ourselves, full of self-love and feeling good. But there's so many of us out there that aren't. And it's a daily choice. Self-love is a daily choice in how you treat yourself. Like that is how you build that self-love within you. Like it's a never-ending commitment to you and yourself. And not to sound like, you know, like savage, but at the end of the day, you are your everything. Like you only do have you. Like, yes, we have friends, we have family, we have partners, we have people that love us. And I'm not saying, not being like hyper independent, saying no, all that doesn't matter. Like that's so important. But at the end of the day, like no one can be your everything. You have to be your everything. And I think that building that self-love within you is that it's building that strong initial foundation within yourself so that you can not just survive life, but thrive, get more from your life. Like literally, like we always say, like live your best life. Like I really feel like self-love is like the gateway to that. I've been working on like my own self-love for years. And like I said, it's a never-ending commitment, so I'm never going to stop. And you go through waves of where maybe you're feeling more good about yourself, you're feeling more like empowered, and then you'll go through waves where maybe you're in a patch when you're not, based on like just things that happen in life. And that's absolutely fine. And that's why we just have to show up every day and try our best and keep chipping away at that self-love. And the more that we do that, that's how you build it. It's not an overnight switch. It's like a daily commitment to you and showing yourself love and putting you first and, you know, living your best life. And that is not always easy. So we're going to go through today, like how to actually do it. Like what the fuck does self-love even mean? Like, how do I even like show that to myself? What are the ways that I can do it? And then I also asked some of you guys to send me in some questions about self-love. So I've got some listener questions as well. Thank you so much to everybody who sent them in. They're really, really good questions, actually. So I'm going to be reading some of those out at the end and giving my tips on more specific things that you asked about self-love. But I'm going to start off by just going into it as a whole. My take on it, little breakdown. You're going to finish this episode feeling empowered, feeling inspired, and feeling ready to, you know, treat yourself right. Part of stepping into self-love is looking at yourself and taking care of yourself and understanding you and doing what you need to do when maybe your mind isn't in the best place. You aren't feeling that great. And that can mean talking to a therapist. And actually, on my self-love journey, therapy has been a huge part of it, and working through my emotions with somebody who's there, who's qualified, that they can give you amazing advice and care and support you and hold that space for you has been crucial to building self-love. And that's why I'm so excited to introduce you guys to BetterHelp, who are an online therapy company that both me and Abby have used. My friends have used it. So many of you guys have used it and had a really amazing experience. And it's just, they're removing the barrier of therapy from so many people around the world because it's all done online. So wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, BetterHelp is available for you. You don't need to have a computer. You can do it on your phone, on their app. It's all private and secure. very safe. No one's going to find your messages with your therapist. I know some people get a bit like nervous about stuff like that. It's all private and secure, run through their private platform. But how it works is you will fill out a questionnaire on their website, which will only take you a few minutes. And it's not really hard questions. It's just so that they can understand a little bit about you, what are your needs, what do you want to talk to therapist about. Even if you don't even know what that is, you just don't feel good, that's enough. Like, you can just write that. And they will basically match you with a therapist that's perfectly aligned with you, because there's thousands of therapists available on BetterHelp. And who you get put with really impacts your experience. Like, you want to be able to connect with your therapist and really open up to them. So that's why BetterHelp try and match you with the perfect person for you. And then even if they do put you with someone and you have your first call with them, you're like, I actually really don't connect with this person, they're not my vibe, I want someone else, you can change therapists as many times as you want for no additional charge until you find the right person for you. But the best thing about BetterHelp is that it's much more affordable than traditional face-to-face therapy. So if you would like to start your therapy journey in an affordable place online, you don't need to travel anywhere, it's super easy to set up, and it's not going to take out loads of time out of your week, then BetterHelp is the place for you. And if you head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet, that's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet, you're going to get 10% off your entire first month of therapy. And if you are in a difficult financial position, you can get financial aid on top of that. But let's get back into the episode. So I actually want to start off by talking about boundaries. Like I said, self-love isn't fluffy. It's not. It's actually really hard. And one thing that's really hard is boundaries, depending on like how you have experienced life, like how your childhood went, all these kind of things, your relationship to boundaries will be different, like entirely depending on your unique experience in the world. But one thing that we all need to do is to learn how to actually set and implement boundaries, not just with other people, with yourself as well. Like, it's so important to have them within yourself too, to really be able to take the best care of you and put you first and do what is right for you. And we've covered boundaries like quite a lot on the podcast, like, because it's a, you know, it's a huge thing. It's something that we're always trying to navigate. And I think especially when you're like navigating your 20s, learning how to have boundaries is one of those like life humps that you have to get over. So is self-love. Self-love is one of those things that you really have to start to like build and garner in your 20s, and then you can build on that for the rest of your life. But I mean, some people don't start to build their self-love until they're 40, 50, 60. Like, you know, you do it when you're ready on your journey, but you know, really there's no better time to start than now. But boundaries are a massive, massive part of it. And I just think, well, what boundaries are is it's a line between you and another person. It's a line where you, like, they end and you begin. Like, it's not a wall. It's not a mean line. It's a loving line. It's just you honoring yourself. And you have to have that with other people, but you also have to have that with yourself. And one of the really important things to know, like, about yourself, and this is what self-love is about, it's about understanding who you are, who you are as a person, what you've been through, what's been your journey, what is your story, what are your needs, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what triggers you, what makes you feel good. Deeply knowing yourself, that is what self-love is. And then knowing where that line is that you need to draw in the sand with somebody else and with you. It's really hard to implement boundaries when you don't even know where your line is. So you need to know where that is, and then you need to be able to honor that. Honor that line by using your voice, communicating your boundaries with other people, and also, like I said, with yourself. So just to give like some really clear examples of setting boundaries with other people, that can come in the shape of like time limits with how much time you spend with certain people. Let's say that, like, you know, you have family members that are a bit triggering, or you find it hard to be around them. Having a boundary would mean that you are then putting in that level of control over how they can treat you. Not everyone's going to respond well to your boundary, but it's not your responsibility to handle how they will respond to that, but it's your responsibility to implement it and stay strong with it and not kind of like put it there and then take it back off the table. Like, put it there and leave it there and stick by it. So say it's like with your family, maybe when you get together at Christmas or something like that, or, you know, family events, you will just go for just a limited amount of time. Like, maybe you're like, okay, I can handle like 3 hours here and then I'm going to go. That can be a boundary within yourself that, you know, you're going to implement. That's where your line is. Or maybe it's that you have like a family member who always makes comments about your appearance. you know, like there's a lot of very critical people out there that like project their own things onto you, especially in families, and it can be really difficult. Like a boundary there would be that that's not acceptable. You aren't available for like negative comments like that from other people. So in that, you'd have to use your voice and you have to say, literally, I'm not available for that. Like, this isn't okay. Like, you can't do this around me. You know, like those comments aren't welcomed and this isn't okay. So like using your voice in that situation like that is how you starting to set those boundaries with other people. But then when it comes to setting your boundaries with yourself, this can sometimes be like even harder because it really requires you to actually look at yourself like and be really honest with like where you're not actually showing up for you and where you're maybe letting drama or negativity actually exist in your life, even though you're going around saying that you don't want it to be there. So maybe it's that you have a friend group that's like really gossipy and bitchy, and actually you really don't want that kind of negativity within your life. Like that's being honest with yourself and thinking, well, I'm letting them be my friends, so it's time for me to, you know, stop hanging out with people like that. Or even when it comes to dating, you know, if you're single and you're listening to this, it's about, or even if you're in a relationship, like just whoever you're partnering with, are they a good person or not? Like, are they kind? Are they nice? Like, do they treat you well? Or are they emotionally available? Are they not very nice? Are they mean to you? Do they not lift you up? Do they make you feel like shit? Like, pay attention to how you feel around people. Like, so having boundaries within yourself would be to actually stop yourself from entertaining people like that. Like Abby said that amazing quote once, like, you're not responsible for who you attract, but you are responsible for who you entertain. Toxic people will cross your path all the time, but it's up to us and our internal boundaries of whether we're going to actually entertain those people. So if you're like truly moving from a self-loving place, you're not going to do that. And it's easier said than done for me to just be like, just stop entertaining like people who bring you down or dating people who are shit. Like, that is a whole journey in itself to dissect of why you might be attracted to people like that. But when you are diving into self-love and living in that, you'll start to be filling yourself up so much with that love and validation and just that kind of like support and just love, basically, that you're kind of craving from someone else, that validation you're wanting from someone else, because you're starting to fill that up within you. You then, it naturally, you start to fall away from being even attracted to people like that. But also it's a choice to not be attracted to people like that too, and not to entertain them. So having internal boundaries like that is so important, even on such a small scale of like, what are you going to eat today? Like, ask yourself, like, what would I do today if I loved myself? Well, I'd probably get to bed on time. Like, I'd probably make sure I had a good night's sleep ready for work the next day. I would probably maybe pack my lunch and take it to work with me and make sure I've got something healthy to eat so that I can fuel myself throughout the day, or I can feel good. Or I would actually cancel my dinner plans with my friend because actually I'm exhausted and I need just a night to me. Or maybe I really don't want to go to the gym, but I'm going to take myself there because if I love myself, that's what I do. I take care of myself like that. So it's really about like treating yourself in that way, that kind, nurturing, loving way that maybe like you'd want to give that to somebody else. Like, you need to be giving that to you as well. Like, yes, you can give it to other people, but you also really need to be giving it to yourself, because if you aren't pouring into your own cup, then you aren't going to be of use to anyone else in this world. And also, even on like, when it comes to social media, like, how often are you scrolling? What do you feel like when you're scrolling? Like, what is it that triggers you? Like, stop diving into things that trigger you. Like, stop going on TikTok for hours if it makes you feel drained and shit. Stop looking at, I don't know, other influencers or people that have really fancy lives and comparing yourself to their literal glossy highlight reel on social media and making you feel shit, and like letting that kind of negativity fester in your mind. Like, having boundaries with yourself means, okay, I'm going to actually delete Instagram for the day. I'm actually going to go off social media for the night. I'm going to put my phone off. I'm going to put on Do Not Disturb. I'm going to go and read a book. I'm going to focus my attention somewhere else and put some positivity into my brain. Like, knowing what triggers you as well, and like managing yourself like that. Like, sometimes I like to think of yourself like you're like a child. Like, how can you parent yourself well today? Like, that is self-love. You wouldn't send off like your kid to school with like not any good food to eat for the day, or being tired and not like dressed properly, and you wouldn't send them off like with an iPad to look at loads of horrible shit that makes them cry, you know? So like, why are you doing that to yourself? So really thinking about that as well. Like, so boundaries is a massive part of self-love. So I wanted to start off talking from there, but then I want to speak as well about like knowing your worth. So I always find this term a bit funny, because like, know your worth, well, like that's quite subjective. Like, what is your worth? Because what I think like my worth is, someone else could think of something else. Like, or what I think your worth is, you listening to this right now, you could have a way different idea of what you think your worth is. Like, it entirely depends basically on where your self-esteem and your confidence is. That's sometimes when people are like, know your worth, honey. It's like, yes, know your worth, but what if you don't? What if you think your what you deserve is on the floor? Like, that's problematic. That's not good. So it's like, how can we actually like sit there within ourselves and start to raise those internal standards? And I think like a great way to do that is obviously like surround yourself with good people, like listen to things like this, like feed yourself with positivity and like inspiration, and look at other people that treat themselves well, or like demand more from their life, and like other people who you can see step into like their worth and what they, you know, like what they actually deserve. Like, we and if you don't know what you deserve, we all deserve peace, love, joy and happiness. That's what we all deserve, as like a complete baseline. Like, yes, life is hard, yes, life is challenging, you will go through moments where like maybe you feel depressed, you feel anxious, you're heartbroken, you're sad, you're down, you feel lost. Like, being there, done that, like we've all had those moments. Like, that is part of life. Like, and not sound romanticizing negativity, but that's beautiful too, because we are meant to feel like the full spectrum of emotions. And often in those like really hard times, we learn a lot about ourselves and we really grow. So I'm not saying that they are not how your life is meant to be, but in terms of like, what do you want from your life? You don't know what you're worth. Like, you are worth happiness. You are worth like love from yourself, from other people, like pure love. Like, you are worth like getting up and going to a job that you enjoy every day. You are worth like feeling good in your body, feeling healthy, feeling happy, feeling confident about how you look. You're worth having joyful friendships, being around people that make you feel good, that make you laugh, and you are worth being celebrated and like celebrating yourself. Like, that is what you're worth. But that term is sometimes so funny, because it's like, what if you think that you just are worth the toxic relationship that you're in? You're like, you're not going to get any better than the partner you have, or like this job that you hate that sucks your fucking soul out of you every day is all you're worth. Like, you can't get any better than that. You're not good enough to get another job. You don't have the skills to have your dream job. Like, you can't do it. It's not for you. Like, we can think that our worth is not what it actually is sometimes. Like, so that saying can just be a bit hard. But I think as well with knowing your worth, it's about demanding more from your life, but not looking externally, demanding it from other people, from yourself. Like, this is what I mean. Self-love is not easy. It's not fluffy. It's fucking hard. If it was easy, we would all be doing it. Like, self-love is about looking at yourself as well, looking at your own bullshit and being like, right, where am I standing in my own way? Like, how can I step into the highest version of me to actually get what I want from my life? Like, okay, I need to go to therapy. Like, that is self-love, going to therapy. Like, I'm going to journal, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to commit to inner reflection and some form of inner healing, like in whatever way that is for you. That can mean that we have to actually look at where we're getting in our own way, having compassion for why we do that, and releasing those old patterns of behavior and those old habits, and stepping into the newest version of you, the highest version of you, so that you can be, that is what self-love is. You can live your best life, you can have more for your life. Like, we are in control of our lives. Like, we often feel like we're not, but we are. And I think one of the biggest way you can actually feel like, do you know what, like powerful, empowered and in control of your life, is to just kind of stand in front of those like fears you have, or those like negative patterns of behavior, and just say, no, like, this is ending now. Thank you for getting me to this point, because all of those, you know, habitual negative patterns, all these things, please don't judge yourself for them. They've got you to where you are now. Like, they've been a coping mechanism, but you'll get to that point where you're like, okay, I've got to love you and leave you now. Like, I'm stepping forward and into something new. So knowing your worth even comes down to like looking at yourself and being honest and being like, okay, like, I spend every weekend partying and numbing myself out because I'm not happy in the week, and then Monday comes around and I feel like absolute crap and I just repeat the cycle. Okay, well, maybe it's time to look at why you're doing that, have compassion for why you've done that, and now it's time to do that scary thing and take back that control. And that always means stepping outside your comfort zone. Self-love is stepping outside of your comfort zone as well. It's about building that life that you actually want to live and that you deserve to live, that happiness, and just giving yourself that. It's not easy, but it's so possible, and you're all capable of doing it. Like, we all are capable of doing it. We all completely underestimate our potential all the time, think we can't do things, but you can. And like, you have imposter syndrome. The only way to move past imposter syndrome with anything is to just do it once. Like, everyone's an imposter to everything they've never done before. Like, we come like out of the fucking womb, we've never walked before. Like, you're an imposter syndrome for walking. Like, everything, you can say it about everything, but it's about just pushing past that anyway. Like I said, demanding more for your life, knowing you deserve that, and just stepping into that highest version of you. And that might mean that you have to do hard things, like walking away from friendships that don't serve you, putting boundaries in place with people that are really difficult to do that with. Even like looking at yourself and thinking, okay, like, I completely self-sabotage all the time, or I'm actually dating a whole stream of emotionally unavailable people because it means that I don't have to actually step into vulnerability. I'm going around telling everyone I want a relationship, but actually my actions don't really align with that based on like the partners I'm choosing. Okay, how can I like move past that? Or I wake up every day and I go to a job that I really don't enjoy because I don't believe that I can do more. I don't believe that it's possible for me to match my passions and what I love doing with my work and how I earn my money and really step into my purpose in that way. Like, it's time to just, you know, look at that and be honest with yourself and then take that action to change it. And that isn't the part that's really hard, but that is what self-love is. Another huge part of your self-love journey and when you're stepping into it is spending time on your own. And there's two... this can feel in two different ways. You can feel lonely doing this, or you can be in that feeling of like solitude where actually like, I'm pretty cool actually sitting here by myself. Like, I'm enjoying this time with me. And I usually find, because I found this and I hear it from other people all the time and I see it in other people, you start on this sort of self-love journey, and all you need to do is just open yourself up to starting that relationship with you, that loving relationship with yourself, like just stepping in and just opening yourself up to the possibility of that, and then it will all start to happen. But the beginning of it often means that you start to change. Like I said, you start to recognize your worth. It start that sort of internal standards and that bar for where you sort of set yourself to exist and your life and what you experience starts to come up, get raised, maybe have set boundaries, all these kind of things. It means that maybe actually some relationships fall away, or you don't resonate with certain people anymore, you don't connect with them anymore, or you have actually just had to entirely cut people out for the sake of your own well-being, but that meant there was no one else there. So who else is there? It's just you, and you're just leaning into that time of you just being on your own. And that can be really hard and can feel super lonely. And I've literally been there. And the only way through is through. There's no way around it. You will always experience that loneliness when you are starting a self-love journey or at some point on a self-love journey. And to be honest, I think loneliness comes in waves throughout your life as well, like based on other things that happen to you. And, you know, like, but once you kind of learn how to manage it in a way and have a more open relationship with it, it makes it a lot easier. And that's when you move into that state of actually, it's just solitude, that peace, that calmness with just being alone and just enjoying that. So that is like the difference between the two, loneliness and solitude. And there's this trend on TikTok that always really makes me laugh, where people are like putting it, showing themselves like with their like heatless curls wrapped up in pajamas, like getting in bed at 9 o'clock on a Friday night, sipping a cup of tea with their Kindle. And they're like, when you protected your peace too much and now like your phone is dry as anything and you're in bed at 9 o'clock on a Friday night and no one, like, there's no drama going on, no one's talking to you, and you're like, what? My life is so boring. But it's like, it's not boring. Like, and it's funny because there's so many people that post that TikTok and it's like, that is it. Like, you will go on a self-love journey. You will start to protect your peace and that will happen to you. And then in that moment, that's when it's hard. Cause it's like, are you gonna reverse that progress and maybe run back to the drama because you feel a bit bored, or you feel like in some way you're inadequate because you're spending so much time alone? Like, I think a lot of people obviously make sense. Like, you put your value on like how many friends you have or how sociable you are or things like that. When you're going through periods of your life where you are spending more time on your own, like, that can make you feel less confident. Like, and that's normal. I've literally had that before when I've moved to new places. I didn't know anyone, like, and it takes time to build up friends and stuff. And that can like pull your self-esteem down and all this kind of stuff. But in that moment, that's where you have to start to lean into that solitude and like that, actually, like, this is good. Like, this is worth it. Like, I want to continue protecting my peace and I want to continue spending that time with me and embracing this season that I'm in. And I think as well, like, regardless of what your relationship status is, whether you're single or not, you can still feel lonely. You can feel lonely in a relationship if you're not being seen, if you aren't even connecting with yourself. Because I think a huge part of feeling lonely as well is like that running from self, like not connecting with you. And sometimes when you just kind of like, and I've said this before and it resonated with so many people because the clip went so viral on TikTok, but I will just repeat it again for anyone that's never listened to the Healing Journey episode. But when I have experienced loneliness before, I've had it a few times in my life, and I was actually speaking to my therapist about it at the time, and I said that to her. I was like, I don't get it. Why do I feel so lonely? I'm actually surrounded by loads of people, like loads of my family. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, logically, it doesn't make sense for me to feel these emotions right now. Like, I'm not alone. And she was like, don't run from those feelings. Like, they're trying to teach you something. So I was like, okay. So I would just sit with those feelings and like try and navigate and figure out what they were. And actually, what I was missing at that time was a connection to me. Like, I'd lost myself in that moment from things that had gone on in my life. Like, I just lost myself. And it was just like kind of a cry to come back to me. And the feeling is horrible. It's very painful. And it's really uncomfortable to sit with. But when you don't sit with it, it just lingers forever. The only way to get rid of it is to actually sit with it. So really lean into that. Like, you can feel that feeling, like I said, whether you're single or in a relationship, it doesn't matter. Like, it can still be there. It's about that self-loving connection to you. And like I said, self-love is all about building that strong internal foundation. And that's where you start to do that. And those moments where you go and you say, you know, actually, I'm going to meet myself here. Like, I'm going to just be with me here. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, we've got this. Like, start to build that connection with you. Like, that's what self-love is. And just a message as well to anybody that like is single right now, because obviously this episode is like triggered because of Valentine's Day. Like, that's where I got the idea from. But you know, if you are like, live it up. And I don't mean live it up as in go out and party and like, I don't know, do whatever you, all that kind of stuff. I mean, as in embrace it. Like, there's so much value in it. And there's also so much value in the seasons when you're going to be in relationships too and be with other people. But I think that, I just wanted to say this as well, like, no one's relationship status, no one's love, like romantic status is ever final. You can get divorced, you can get dumped tomorrow, or you can dump your partner tomorrow. Like, never bring your own ego into your own like romantic relationship status, but also stop letting your ego run you in that. If you're in that trap of comparison, if you have had Valentine's come around and you're single and then you're seeing all these like lovey-dovey pictures on Instagram or like roses and whatever, and you're like, oh, another year, I've not had that, or whatever it is that you're saying, stop doing that. Because stop treating everybody's romantic relationship status as if they're final, because they're literally not. So stop like comparing your life to that. The only constant in life is change. And I'm not saying all these people that are in nice relationships, that it might change for them, but also you don't even know what's ever going on behind closed doors. But if you're like, you know, I know this can be difficult for like some women when they get a bit older and a lot of their friends, and then because we're all like growing up and moving through life with our friends usually at like similar life stages. So maybe you're in that stage where like loads of your friendship group are like in relationships, getting engaged, getting married or something like that, and you're totally not there. Like, that is absolutely fine. Like, you're on your journey. You will get to that point if that's what you want, when you're ready. Like, and life will align, and it will all work out for you. And but you can sit there and like fill yourself up with pain and low self-esteem and question yourself and question your own worth, because you're comparing yourself to everybody else's, like what they're up to. Like, you really just need to lean into, like I said, the self-love, honeys, and not be entertaining thoughts like that. Like, if you are single right now, embrace this season. Like, life, like I said, the only constant in life is change. And one day you won't be single and you will miss these days. You will miss the time when you had, where no one was maybe disturbing your peace or no one was worrying you about anything. Or just, I'm not saying that's the only thing that relationships bring. Obviously they bring lots of really good things too. And hopefully if you pick a right partner and the right person, like, you won't have a lot of the stress. But just embrace what being single brings you, in that you can be so selfish with your time. Like, you can pour so much of that energy that maybe would be going to someone else into you, into your career, into your fitness, into your friends, into understanding you, maybe into therapy. Like, that energy can just go straight back into you and really enhance your life. And then who knows, like, that can take you to a whole new vibration that then, like, when you meet whoever that person is, like, you're, you know, like, the best, you're becoming the best version of you. Like, you're feeling amazing. Like, so just, you'll one day really miss this period. So don't, life changes quick. Like, I always remind myself of that all the time. So no matter what season I'm in any part of my life, like career, where I'm living, anything like that, I'm just like, well, what's the good that I can get out of this right now? Because one day it'll change and I'll actually miss it. And you don't want your life to go by with you not being present for it like that. Like, you don't want to get to the end of your life and look back and think, why did I spend so much of my time when I was, say, single, being fucking miserable about it, rather than being empowered about it and looking at everything good that that brings, because there's so many good things that it brings, as well as relationships. There's so many good things that that bring, and you can practice self-love in relationships and being single. But I just wanted to put that out there for the single girlies and guys that are listening, that may be feeling a bit like that on Valentine's Day about their relationship state. It's time to embrace the solitude and embrace this season and make the most of it. So I'm just going to go through one final point before I move on to listener questions, and that is empowering self-talk. So I feel like when you hear about self-love, like, you think about that quite a lot. You're like, oh, it means like positive affirmations and like saying I love you in the mirror. And yes, that is actually part of it. It's about changing how you speak to yourself. Like, all these other things I've spoke about, boundaries, know your worth, loneliness, solitude, that's all about, you know, changing how you connect with yourself and how you treat yourself, and showing that you can, showing yourself that you can be there for you, and that that's then building that strong internal foundation that I keep saying, that is what self-love is. Building that through all those kind of behavior, but also building it literally through how you're talking to yourself. And in these like really micro moments, like, I have spoke about this before on the show, but even in like what you choose to wear, like, maybe there's this amazing dress that you think is so gorgeous that you'd love to wear, but you're like, I can't wear that. Like, I don't have the shape for that. Like, that wouldn't look good on me. Or, oh no, like, whatever things you're making up to sell yourself about why you can't just simply even wear that dress or those pair of leggings or whatever it is, this item of clothing that actually you really, really like and are attracted to, but you won't let yourself have the joy of actually wearing it. Micro choices like that are where you build self-love as well, because in just choosing to actually think, fuck it, I'm actually going to wear it, because no one else is going to think that you look bad or that you don't, whatever it is that you're telling yourself of why you can't wear that thing, no one else is going to think that. Literally not. They're all so concerned about how they look and worried about themselves. They are not looking at you. But if they are, and you're being a self-loving queen, then they're probably gonna be thinking, wow, like, she's glowing. Like, because it's an energy. Like, when you are in that place where you're feeling good about yourself, you're feeling confident, it's an energy and people pick up on that. But I think self-love is built in these micro choices as well, like deciding to actually like, no, like, I'm gonna wear that. Like, I don't care if I think that I'm going to look shit, or my ego is telling me that I'm going to look like this or whatever, and people are going to laugh at me or whatever it's telling you, just doing that anyway, because each time you take that action and overriding those negative thoughts with action, you're literally rewiring your brain and you're literally showing yourself like a stack of evidence of like, well, why can't I live my life like as if I love myself, in those micro choices of even things like that. And just being like, but when you like, I don't know, sit down and you catch yourself in the mirror, maybe your brain automatically always goes, oh God, I don't look good today. Or like, I look really tired, or oh, I just don't look, whatever it's saying, I don't look nice, and I'm out of shape. Why not just in that moment, that micro choice where you sit down and your brain automatically goes to that, just put a new thought in there and just think, well, no, well, maybe I do look tired today, but maybe that's because I've been working really hard. And maybe actually what I could do for myself tonight, if I love myself, was to put myself in bed early and have a good night's sleep or something like that. Like, why, like, start to catch yourself in those tiny little moments and start to change how you speak about yourself, because the world can be cruel. There is people out there that are mean. There is people out there that want to project and not say nice things. And hopefully your boundaries will keep those people away. And hopefully you know your worth and you know that like you don't want to be have people like that in your life and that you don't deserve that. But there is people around you like that. So why are you putting that on you as well? Like, you know, so start to really, the world needs you as well to be self-loving, confident, because that's how you're going to step into the most authentic version of you and like really show up in the world. That's how you're going to be able to step into your purpose, do what you came here to do, like do what you're passionate about, like what you care about, you know, whatever that is. You need self-love and confidence to be able to like have the courage to do that. So the world actually needs you to be being kind to yourself and speaking nicely about yourself so that you can step into that and be everything that you came here to be. So can you imagine if like me and Abby ever sat here and let like our egos tell us when we started the podcast, no, you can't do that, like no one would listen to what you have to say, or like you would just be shit, everyone would laugh at you, it's such a stupid idea. And yes, we probably had those thoughts at the start. Like actually when me and Abby first started recording, we were always so nervous before we do it. Obviously we've done like 160 episodes now, so you get a bit used to it. But like when we first started, I remember we had like a list of affirmations that we'd read out to each other before we start recording. They were like encouraging positive affirmations, basically, like that would put you in the energy of like being a confident podcaster who could sit there and share things and talk, and it would bring value to people. But can you imagine if we didn't take that micro moment to do that? We didn't make that effort to do it. We let our self-doubt come in front of us instead. Like this, I wouldn't be as happy as I am right now. You wouldn't be listening to this. Like there's, you know, so you need, the world needs you to actually be good to yourself inside your brain so that you can show up and be everything that you came here to be, because that the world needs you to be that, like you're you for a reason. So I'm gonna dive into the listener questions now and just go through a couple of the ones you guys sent in. So like I said, thank you so much everyone who did send these in. I love like interacting with you guys and like having you be part of the podcast in this way. So if you aren't following us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast, that is a place to be to kind of get involved in episodes. If you found us on TikTok, whatever, obviously we put loads of clips on TikTok, but if you want to get more involved in like the community side of the podcast, like DMs, chat with us, come and follow us on Instagram. That's the best place to do it. And then obviously if we're ever putting out, you know, chance for people to ask questions for future episodes, like you can get involved. Okay, so the first one is the guilt surrounding self-love and taking time to prioritize yourself and your needs and wants. So this is such a massive thing. And I would have written like this into my own notes in the episode, but I thought this is such a good question. Like I'm just going to come to it in the listener Q&A, but this is also a massive part of self-love, is actually like not feeling bad about it. And I think as women, sometimes we can probably be harder on ourselves about feeling bad about taking that time to like really prioritize ourselves and have self-love. And maybe that, you know, I know we've got some listeners that are moms and have children, and it can feel so like, what, like put myself before my child, like what, that feels horrible. But obviously like I'm not a mum and I haven't been a mum and I can't fully speak on the experience, but I know that I have seen women who start to lose themselves as a mum because they're missing that part of just having that little bit of time for them. And that will like rub off and impact other relationships in your life. And obviously it impacts how you feel about you. So actually the most selfish thing you can do is to not pour into you and do that self-love. Like, you are going to be a better version of you when you are doing that. And even like, I know I was just using a mum example there, but like even in a relationship, like you should be working on your self-love even when you're in a relationship, because then you're going to have more of that strong internal foundation that I keep talking about within yourself, that independence as well, that you're not going to maybe form codependency with your partner, not really rely on them for validation to feel good about yourself. Like, you can feel good about you too, and you can be both two whole people like joining together in a relationship rather than maybe getting a bit enmeshed in a way that isn't healthy. So actually, like, you don't need to feel guilty about it, because it's not selfish. Like, it's the most selfless thing really to do, because it's, if you can't pour from an empty cup, so you aren't going to be a good friend, you're not going to be good at work, you're not going to be good to yourself if you aren't literally taking that time to pour into you. So I would always just remind yourself of that, like, of how much actually this is going to help other people. Even your boundaries, which is so hard to implement, boundaries like maybe with friends, you're actually going to be a better friend by having that boundary. Like, and it's not easy, but please, yeah, remove the guilt, because it's selfish to not do it, I think. Okay, two people have asked this question about small everyday acts of self-love and like just ways to show yourself self-love. Obviously, I've gone through ways to show yourself self-love throughout this whole episode, but small acts of it, like of what you can do today, would be listening to this podcast, which obviously you're near the end. So you basically have that. That's an act of self-love. Like, you're feeding yourself with some positivity, something that feels good. You could maybe choose to not have that third coffee of the day because you know it's going to send you into an anxious spiral, and instead order like a tea or a green tea or something like that. Like, small things like that, or actually like not engaging with Sally in the office who's talking to you about like the gossip of whoever else in the, you know, not talking to people like that who don't make you feel good. Like, just choosing to say, actually, do you know what, Sally, honey, I got to get back to work. Like, I can't talk to you today about, I don't want to be part of this bitch conversation. You know, you don't have to obviously say it straight out to her like that, but small acts of self-love every day, things like that. But also, like, people always think, oh, self-love, like buying yourself stuff. And yeah, it's that as well. So like, not saying you need to obviously do that all the time. I've mainly spoke today about things that are hard and like the real depths of self-love. But even like on, you know, like on a fun vibe, yes, self-love is about buying yourself stuff. Self-love is not about going and spending all your money till you have nothing left and putting yourself in a not a good financial position. It's about spending the money that you can actually spend, like, within reason. But yes, like, treat yourself, like, you know, wear that dress that you want to wear, like, buy that dress that you want to wear, like, feel good about yourself. Like, that's going to raise your vibration if you're feeling good about you. So even just like small things like that, take yourself to the gym, you know, eat well, choose maybe to have a different thing for lunch because you know it's going to fill you up and fuel you better. You know, maybe it's going out for a walk, maybe it's getting up 30 minutes early to like get a little walk in or workout in. Maybe it's actually like giving yourself 5 minutes extra in your morning routine to meditate so you can have a calmer mind. Like, they're daily acts of self-love. And maybe it's like when you look in the mirror and you're doing your makeup and maybe you look tired or you have a breakout, and instead of going, oh God, like, I look so bad, look at me, you go, oh, maybe I look a bit tired today, but it's because I need to sleep some more. Or like, you know, yeah, maybe my skin isn't great right now, but I can love myself anyway. Like, I can have compassion and love for myself anyway. So even in those like tiny moments, that's how you show yourself self-love every day. Okay, final listener question that I'm going to do is finding the balance between improving yourself for self-love and not for other people. For example, a weight loss journey, is it for someone else subconsciously or is it for self-love? And this is like such a huge thing, because when you go into self-love journey and, you know, you're really putting in that effort to start doing that, it's about swapping out your need and desire for external validation and swapping that in with internal validation. I think we all have to kind of go on a bit of journey of this, because we all will experience maybe like the highs of having people blowing up your Instagram saying that you look slay in your new picture, or the highs of maybe feeling like desired by who people that you want to date, or, you know, attention in that way, or the highs of, yeah, just people kind of complimenting you and stuff like that. And that is all nice. Like, they're all good things. It's nice to feel like celebrated by other people, or have them compliment you or say nice things about you. Of course, that's nice. We all love and enjoy that. But that's fleeting. Like, that will be there, and maybe you'll get the dopamine from that for an hour or 2 hours or whatever, however long. But if you don't truly believe those things about yourself, you are always going to need other people to tell them about you. Whereas when you have that internal validation of, so if someone tells you, I really like your kindness, or I really like your top, they just give you a compliment, or like, you're looking really well, like, or something like that. If you already know within yourself, because you've been telling yourself, like, that, you know, that you love yourself, that you're beautiful, you're amazing, all these kind of things, then when someone else tells you that, it's just like a little bit like a cherry on the cake, and you can really like welcome in and accept that compliment from this really like empowered, self-validating place, because you're like, oh, like, thank you for like saying that, like, that's really kind, like, I appreciate your kindness saying that. And it can really land and sink in because you already know that about yourself. And it's not about like having a massive, being a big head or whatever people call it, it's not about that. It's just about, like I said, that knowing your worth kind of thing. So I think with like, are you doing self-love and improving yourself for you or for other people? You know that within yourself, because you'll do things to improve yourself. Finish it. You'll accomplish the goal. You'll move the mountain. You'll do the thing. And then you'll get to that point where then you'll like go to that, maybe that person, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a partner or whoever, maybe it's the world, maybe you go announce it on social media and you don't maybe get the response that you were wanting and you feel entirely deflated. That's when you know you're doing it for other people, not for you. Because if you're doing it for you, say you move this mountain and you're so happy that you've done it, you could actually be really happy and proud of yourself for doing it and feel that feeling with no one else in the world even knowing that you did it, with no one else even celebrating you. That's when you know you're doing it for yourself. And obviously you've asked here on a specific example about weight loss and a weight loss journey. And I think it's weird because like there's this whole body positivity movement and stuff like that, which is obviously really amazing and really amazing positive fuel for so many people's self-love journeys. And but sometimes then I think it can get a bit confusing if people are then like, oh, but actually like I want to lose some weight, I want to get healthier, I want to get fitter, or I want to feel different in my body. Am I now doing this? Does that mean that I don't love myself because I want to change? And no, like that's not, it entirely depends. Like I said, if you are wanting to change your body and change how you look to make somebody else, you think it's going to make somebody else love you more and accept you more, then it's not coming from self-love. But if you're doing it for you, do it for you because you want to feel better, you want to feel healthier, you want to feel stronger, you want to feel better in your body. This is your body and your shell. You can exist in it how you want to exist in it. If you're doing it for you, then you will feel proud of yourself on the journey, regardless of whether anybody else compliments you about it. And it's with like the whole changing of appearance and stuff like that, it's staying rooted in knowing that if I didn't change how I looked, if I didn't go on this weight loss journey, I'm still enough. I'm still enough like to be loved as I am. I'm still deserving of my own love. Like I'm still beautiful. I'm still a good person. I'm still important. Like I'm still enough. So I think going into it with that kind of mindset, as well as how you can tell whether you're doing it for you or for somebody else and the validation and approval of someone else. And sometimes we have to go through doing things for someone else and realizing, okay, I did it. I went and I didn't get the response that I thought I was going to get. And now I feel really shit and deflated and back to square one. I want to change more about myself and I want to do more. And that's when you get onto this sort of like never ending cycle of unfulfillment. And it's about stepping off that and moving into you and just realizing like one of the massive things I had to learn in my 20s was that you don't need like the validation, approval, acceptance and praise from anybody else to feel proud of yourself and proud of what you're doing. Like, really do it for you, because at the end of the day, everyone's wrapped up in their own lives anyway. And like, it's just, I don't know. So yeah, I'm not going to waffle on for too much longer about that, because I'd probably talk about that like all day. But yeah, they were the listener questions that I just wanted to answer. So thank you so much, everybody, for sending those in. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Like, let me know what you thought about it. I'd love to know if any of the things that I said today were like not really what you were expecting, or not what you thought self-love was or would be or anything like that. And obviously there's so many layers to self-love, it's huge, but too much to probably cover off in one podcast episode. But hopefully that gives you like an indication into like what it is if you're stepping on a self-love journey, or you're on one right now and you're confused, or you're ready to start one. Like, hopefully it inspires you and you're feeling good about yourself. And hope you all had an amazing Valentine's Day, like whatever you did, Galentine's or just celebrating you, or whether you were celebrating your partner. Hope you had the most amazing time. Sending you all so much love. And yeah, self-love vibes, you know, it's important. We have to do it. We've got to do this for ourselves. It is key to living our best lives. So thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, Abby will be back with me next week and we can all hear about her trip to India. I don't even really know what she's been doing that much. Obviously chat to her a bit, but she'll definitely have some stories, some fun to share. So we can all catch up next week on that and talk about a new topic. But thank you so much for listening, and follow us on social media at Find Your Feet Podcast if you want to get involved in any future episodes. We'll release them every Wednesday, so we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye, guys.